ABC Radio Australia.
In the Australian state of Victoria, Pacific people are contracting COVID-19 in whole family groups, leading to hospitalizations across the state. There are now nearly 20,000 active COVID cases in the state, and as the state continues to record high daily case numbers. Rita Simonutafa is the Pacific Community Advisor to Victoria's Department of Health, and she spoke to reporter Talia Olatia.
We are actually transmitting the virus to each other. I am privy to finding out that there are family groups, whole families in our Pasifika community contracting the virus, which has been very hard to hear, and also being pulled in to kind of assist the Department of Health in trying to support the families, also trying to advocate for them at the same time. But yes, I do know that there is now a growing number of our people contracting the virus in whole family groups.
And in terms of the severity of the virus when they get it, do you know if it's like asymptomatic, if it's, you know, a more mild case, or are people ending up in hospital, getting in ICU on ventilators? Just the scope of the severity of the illness, do you know about that?
Definitely. I'm privy to some of this information because certain community members would contact me directly and they are positive. You know, there are feelings of uncertainty and fear, and also just guilt. You know, I had a situation where a young woman, you know, she was asymptomatic, and then she started to get a little bit sick, had the symptoms, had her test, found out she was positive, and then kind of went into a bit of a panic, realizing that she had been around family members in the last 2-3 days and perhaps not been compliant during lockdown, and this affected and, of course, you know, resulted in numerous members of her family across maybe 2 or 3 households contracting the virus. And so watching that and having to talk her through her situation and her ordeal while watching her family, you know, one by one get ill, and at various stages, you know, you go from getting the positive result, and then a few days later, you know, you're very sick, you're ill, and some of the members of the family end up in hospital. And that's been very hard to, you know, watch. I am seeing a lot of them very fearful, but also scared of the fact that they have to ring 000 and get taken. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you know if the people who do end up in hospital with COVID, if they have been vaccinated or have pre-existing conditions?
Pre-existing conditions, yes. I would say most times out of 10, those who I know of who have ended up seriously ill in the hospital and even perhaps moving to the ICU have pre-existing health conditions. And a few of them have had the first jab, but they just got the first jab like a few days and then contracted. Well, it is a case I know of a woman or a family getting the first jab and thinking that the first jab was enough to keep them safe and protected. And so that's been a learning curve for our community, is trying to educate everybody. Double jab is the safest than just having the one jab. I know people are quite hesitant to get the jab in the first place. However, getting one and then two, the second jab, is the most important safety measure right now.
And I know that you are working to improve vaccination numbers amongst Victoria's Pacific community. So how have those drives been going?
They've been going great. And, you know, in the 6 weeks that we've been organising and facilitating these group bookings for the Pasifika community, you know, we've calculated we've managed to secure about 1,300 bookings. And also the social media campaign behind our vaccination events really spread the word out to the community. It really is a, you know, come on, guys, this is the strategy. This is what we're doing. Like we said 6 weeks ago at that very first vaccination day, this is the process. This is how we're going to get our community safe. We're going to get the jab together. And so we've been very purposefully organizing these group bookings, making sure we're providing a safe space, a culturally safe space also for our people to come forward and get the jab. I would say that our vaccination rollout in the last 6 weeks has been quite successful.
Obviously, the work that you're doing with the vac centres is centred in Metro Melbourne. What about the regions? Do we know how Pacific communities have been affected in regional Victoria?
Yeah, we do have active cases in regional Victoria. Our Pacific communities are primarily based in Shepparton, Mildura, there's Ballarat and Bendigo, and currently there is a cluster out in Ballarat. I am conscious that currently we've been working heavily in Metro Melbourne, but regional Victoria, they need our assistance as well. And so I've been working with the Victoria Multicultural Commission, with Tale Richards and her team there, in finding a way to kind of boost the work that we're doing here so that, and free us up so that we can move out to regionals. We really do need to get out to our people out there. I will say that currently I'm organising a Pacifica Vaccination Day for the cluster over there in Ballarat, and working with the council and the vaccinations team out that way. So that's happening most likely in the very next week.
Wow. And obviously when we then start talking about regional Victoria, I know that there are obviously a lot of seasonal workers in places like Shepparton and Mildura. Do you know if any seasonal workers have been impacted in this COVID outbreak in Victoria?
In Victoria, definitely. I have been in talks with a few of the community elders who have strong links to seasonal workers, particularly out in Shepparton. And there is a fear of taking time off work. And I think this is something that maybe we need to advocate for more in terms of putting the pressure on employers to better support their seasonal workers, their workers on the farms, you know, out there, better supporting them so that they don't feel like they're going to get in trouble when they have to take time off after receiving the vaccines, you know, supporting them and providing a bit of health care or support between financial payments. Or, you know, there's been some talk about the workers just being fearful of losing their jobs. And I'm not sure where this fear is coming from, like who has created this fear, but there may be some pressure coming from employers. And so I'm keen to kind of find out a little bit more of what's happening over there so that we can better support them. Yeah.
That was Rita Samanutafa, the Pacific Community Advisor to Victoria's Department of Health, talking there to Thalia Olatia.